Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Welcome, everyone, to our very first inaugural show for Buckhead Business Radio X. I'm Rich Casanova, your host, and I'm thrilled, excited, nervous, anxious. I'm running out of adjectives and verbs to explain my nerves right now, but thrilled and excited. Many months in preparation for this very first show, and I'm just excited to introduce all of our guests, our co-host here. But first of all, a few thanks for our very first show. I want to make sure we thank everybody at Radio X. What an amazing group of people and a team. Lee, Stone, Kevin, Rhonda, Karen, Michael, our producer here, actually our engineer this morning. We're going to be chatting. And so just the entire group and organization has been phenomenal, and just excited to be here today. So having said that, let's get right into the show. And first, I'm thrilled to have Jeff Sheehan as my co-host here for our very first show. And a little bit about Jeff holds many degrees, the undergrad from University of Massachusetts, and a master's, I can't read your handwriting, sir, but from
Bentley in Georgia.
Okay, thank you. And but currently, here's what he brings to the table. If you don't know about Jeff, obviously you can Google him and check him out online. 30 years of high-tech global sales, marketing, advertising experience, many Fortune 500 companies. He's now the marketing consultant, job search mentor for the volunteer director of Holy Spirit Catholic Church Career Ministry right here in Buckhead. And he's helped thousands of people over the years with job searches, actually working on a current new book coming out. We're thrilled about that. The hiredthebook.com.
That's the website.
Okay, that's the website, yeah. So we'll hear a little bit more about that in a minute. But Jeff, welcome to the show. Are you as excited as I am?
Absolutely.
Probably not as nervous, whatever, yeah. Let's find out who we have on the program here today. First of all, we have, just to introduce our guest real quickly, we have Jim Silverman with Vienna Beef. He's waving his hand and raising his hand. Jim, we're on radio, by the way, yeah. We have Emil Parody. We have actually our guest from here at Crown Suites, which we're reporting, broadcasting live from, Emily and Charlotte. So we'll all get to have some interesting conversations with these folks here in just a moment. So first up, I have the pleasure of introducing Jim Silverman with the Vienna Beef. I actually have known Jim for many, many years, and a great guy, and originally from Philadelphia, right, Jim?
Correct.
Okay. And been here in Atlanta since 88,
correct, somewhere in that again, neighborhood. Yes, thank
you. All right. But what we're going to talk about today is your business. You're in the food business, 35 years. That's crazy. I thought you were only like 38.
Thank you.
Currently
well for that.
In Cannes with his wife, Brenda, and their dog, Katie Joe. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about how did you get in this business of Vienna Beef?
I got into the Vienna Beef business, I guess, sort of by accident. I worked for a chain based in Philadelphia that transferred me to Atlanta. We did food court delis back when the food courts were a big boom kind of industry. And Vienna was a supplier to us in our stores in Florida. And I got to know a lot of the powers to be. And lo and behold, in 1999, I got a job offer from Vienna Beef. And that's where I've been since 1999.
Since 99. All right. Now, I know a little bit about this, but I'm still going to ask the question for our listening audience. I think most people would be surprised how long Vienna Beef has been in business.
1893, officially 121
wow.
years. We're still one of the very few premium beef, hot dog companies that's still privately held, whereas a lot of the other companies are being bought out by giant conglomerates.
Yeah, in this day and age, that's unusual, right? For what is it typically, Jeff? The average business lasts, what, about 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
Right? So 100 and how many?
21.
Well, congratulations on that. You've been there...
Not all those years. Thank God.
All right. And now on your website, I noticed something about Hot Dog U. Tell us a little bit about that.
In 2009, we partnered up with Mark Reitman. And Mark Reitman is the official professor of hot dogs. And Mark teaches people how to operate a hot dog cart, okay, a hot dog truck, or a food truck. But he's also gotten into teaching people how to run a typical hot dog stand. So we get people from all over the country, whether they were Chicago transplants or people that learned about us on the web. And they call us up and they're like, you know, I've been thinking about doing this forever. How do I find out exactly how to do it and do it the right way? And that's where Hot Dog U comes in. And that's, of course, hotdogu.com.
So it makes it kind of turnkey for those individuals where it's
it's more like a school. It's right. It's a two-day school that we teach in Chicago. We're doing some remote ones in Los Angeles, a couple in Phoenix, a couple in Florida, but mostly in Chicago.
So I went to Florida State and FSU, so if I went to Hot Dog U, I could get the certificate to hang on my wall and say,
you could
proud graduate.
Yes, yeah. You could.
Nice. Jeff, you got some questions for our guest
actually,
here, Jim?
We talked briefly before the show. Maybe you could describe, how do you market the product here in the metro Atlanta area or some of the other sections of the country that you market the products in?
Sure. In any of the area, I cover 16 states, and I'm saying that not to brag. I'm saying that to tell people that I have a lot of work on my plate. But our typical go-to-market strategy is trade shows, and in our industry, food shows. And a food show is nothing more than a trade show based all upon food. And the other thing, we do some state and regional shows. For instance, there's the Louisiana Restaurant Show, and that's a show where the show is not sponsored by a distributor. It's sponsored by the State Restaurant Association, where we could show whatever we want. Otherwise, a food distributor, like here in Atlanta, our product is sold to restaurants, country clubs, resorts, golf courses, Gourmet Foods International, Halpern's Steak and Seafood, Restaurant Depot in Norcross in Midtown, Cisco Atlanta, they all have their own shows. And when we do their shows, we usually show product that's already in stock. But that's a great lead generator for us. And we, of course, do the big restaurant show in Chicago, which is in May. It's the National Restaurant Association, otherwise known as the NRA, not to be confused, not to be confused with the other NRA.
Okay. One of the things I think, the preconceived impression of the company is the fact that all they're involved in is hot dogs. Maybe you can explain some of the other products that you guys carry.
Sure. Great question, Jeff. Thank you. We make everything that, I guess, Boar's Head. Everybody in Atlanta from Publix and Kroger have done such a great job with the Boar's Head brand. But as you know, Boar's Head does not just make deli meats. They make hot dogs. You'll see them in the retail section. They make pickles. So we make everything from premium beef hot dogs to fresh refrigerated pickles. We have a 54-flavor soup and chili line, again, primarily for food service. And we do corned beef, pastrami, roast beef, turkey breast pastrami. So a lot more than just great hot dogs.
Huge selection.
Yeah.
Can you tell the listeners, where can they find the products here in Buckhead or Atlanta, some of the establishments carrying them, or some of the restaurants perhaps?
Too? Sure. In metro Atlanta, are the guy who brought us to Georgia, Leo Shababy, his place is called Skip's, and he's in Avondale Estates. I believe he's been in business here for 35 years. He's in our Hot Dog Hall of Fame, and our Hot Dog Hall of Fame, to qualify for that, I believe you have to be in business for at least 25 years continuously. So Leo was the first guy to bring Vienna to Atlanta. After him was Mike's Hot Dogs in Sandy Springs. Rich, I think you know about Mike's.
Oh, yeah. Been there a few
times,
yeah.
Over there, and it's no longer owned by Mike. Mike sold it to a guy named Jeff, and Jeff sold it to a guy named Elvis. And
oh, come on, Jim.
Telling the truth, and not Elvis Presley. Yeah.
You think our listeners are going to fall for that? Yeah. That's his name?
That's his name, Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, so go in there and...
Jeff, would you research that? Google that real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Elvis's Hot Dogs. Right. Just what you need.
Right. There's also... In Powder Springs, there's Taste of Chicago, and Carl just recently sold that place. I believe he was there for 18 years, but the new operators are doing all Vienna, so they bought a turnkey business there. And Barney and Becky over in Woodstock, near the Town Lake area, Hot Dog Heaven, they have another location on 41, which I believe is a franchise, and they're getting ready to open their third location in Griffin, Georgia, believe it or not. I don't know how logistically they're going to handle that from Woodstock to Griffin, but they're going to somehow do it. And there's a bunch of other places, which I would tell any of the listeners, we have an app both on the iPhone and Android. And in the Play Store on Android and on the iPhone, they can find it. Just type in Vienna Beef. And wherever they're at in the country, they can land at the airport, click on the app, and it will automatically direct them to the closest Vienna Beef stand.
Wow. Hot dog and technology.
Now,
hot dog.
Yeah.
How about the grocery stores, Jim? What grocery stores carry...
That's a great question. Outside of Chicago, we don't do a whole lot of quote-unquote retail business, which is grocery store. It's a different industry completely other than food service. I stick to food service only. Retail is something that maybe the powers that be don't want to teach me how to do, or maybe it's better off. I personally believe that if I'm an operator selling Vienna beef in Atlanta or Charlotte or Boston or New York or wherever, it's a little bit of an edge for it not to be in the grocery store. So,
finally, Jim, what do you think is the biggest misconception about the brand, and what do you want people to walk away from when they think of Vienna beef?
Probably what we just touched on prior, as far as we're not just great hot dogs. We make some awesome food service products. We deal with some of the largest national chains. I'm not going to name them because there's too many, but we do everything from custom chili for chains. We do everything from refrigerated pickles for chains of 4,000 to 5,000 stores and all kinds of other products. We just also teamed up with Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
And we're making these two giant Ditka sausages. And these are called monster size sausages. They're a third of a pound. They're 8 inches, and conveniently, I've brought samples for everybody here, which I will.
I was going to let that out of the bag or whatever. Yeah, but the rumor is he's got treats for everybody here.
To take home, yeah.
Yeah, to take home.
Not
yeah.
to eat at, yeah, at this time of day.
Right.
But yeah, the Ditka line is a gourmet chicken sausage with sun-dried tomato and mozzarella cheese and a spicy Polish beef sausage.
It's good stuff. I have to, yeah.
Very good stuff.
Unfortunately, I'm not getting any because all the guests get some, but yeah. I'll check with
they
you
take
later.
Priority, yeah. Yes.
Can you wear them?
All right. Well, thanks, Mr. Hot Dog, Jim Silverman, Vienna Beef.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thrilled having you here today. And so we'll look forward to those samples here. And up next, we have an interesting guest as well. I've known this gentleman for a while, but Jeff, you've known him.
Yes, absolutely. It's been my pleasure to know. I call him the Colonel.
All right.
He's a former retired USMC colonel, reserves, and been a good friend now for 4 years. And he runs a referral institute here in Atlanta that focuses on relationships, referrals, and results. He uses experience as a retired Marine, a forester, a financial advisor, and a director of a nonprofit to bring a unique perspective to marketing and sales. His approach is in creating a business success through building lasting relationships. And it really resonates with a lot of sales professionals, including myself. I've been privy to his techniques, and they've been very, very beneficial. He is also a managing partner of RPM Advisors, a certified DISC practitioner, and has conducted DISC.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For assessments.
For a chiropractor? No, that's a whole other DISC.
No, not for chiropractor. And conducted DISC training for businesses both large and small. He's also the executive director for Fast Forward Restart, a nonprofit organization which works with small businesses and nonprofits in the recovery mode from major disasters. His fundamental principle of marketing is the belief that to know me is to love me. I wouldn't go that far. Just kidding.
And after that intro, unfortunately, we're out of time. We have a conversation.
But that's all you need to know anyway.
Right. Go ahead, Rich. You can take it from here.
I don't know how long we've known each other, but I think more than today. We met before today, right? Yeah.
That was before today.
Yeah, we've known each other for a long time as well. And so, Emil, really appreciate you being here today on our inaugural show, and excited to find out a little bit more about yourself and your business. But first of all, I don't know if you knew this, Jeff, but actually Emil and I served in the service as well, Marines, and I was in the Army. Well, actually, it was the Salvation Army, so I don't know if it really counts. But meanwhile, so Emil, seriously, tell us a little bit about this Referral Institute. What's that all about?
Well, Referral Institute is an organization that focuses on working with people that are trying to develop business through building relationships. And you know, a lot of people talk about getting referrals, and they love referrals, and you know, people light up when they think they're going to get referrals. But we try to take it from being a happy surprise into something that you can count on as part of your regular marketing strategy, and that know how many referrals that you can expect to get over time.
So measure and track them, and rather than just theory or, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you led me into one of my favorite things. You know, the Dan Kennedy and some of the big guys have 3 M's of marketing out there. And the Heath brothers, I think, came up with the 4 M's of marketing. So I wanted to be preeminent in my field and be better than the rest. So I have 5 M's of marketing, which is obviously head and shoulders above anyone that has fewer, right?
Can you share those with us today?
I can, because they're very important in anybody who's really marketing. First off, you need to identify clearly who your market is. If you don't know who you're selling to, then you're going to have a really hard time finding them. And then when you find them, you're going to have a hard time connecting with them. The second M is really what motivates those people to do business with you. Why do they need your product or service? And most especially, why will they do business with you as opposed to the 10,000 other people that are doing what you're doing? And then third part is you take those two things, who's your market and what's going to make them take action, and you craft a message that's going to resonate with that market. And of course, the thing that we all want to jump to first, which is really the fourth thing you need to arrive at, and that's what media do you use? There's a lot of different media out there, and there's a lot of different ways to connect with people, this being one of them, and it's a great way to go. But are the people that you're trying to get likely to be at the place that your media is going to be? And then the last one is the one you mentioned, which really excites the heck out of everybody, and that is how do you measure whether you have the right market, your message is resonating with them, et cetera. So, you know, the final M is the one that most of us fall down on.
And I was hoping for money in there somewhere, but yeah,
well, we can have six.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Be even better.
All right. Now, a lot of our listeners may be small business owners or know someone, and typically they don't have much of a budget to work with. So for marketing, which was one of your five or six or 10 M's, so they turn to networking. Is that a good strategy?
Well, it is, but you have to understand it's not free. I think a lot of people think I'll just network my way to success. But when you network, a lot of places you go, there's a fee to go. If you're meeting with people out, you're buying coffee, you're buying lunch, you're buying breakfast. You may be part of a chamber of commerce. They have membership fees as well as referral groups. So it's important to understand there are costs associated with it, and therefore, hopefully, you'll be a little bit more attuned to where you're spending those dollars.
I know I've done a lot of networking events and groups and organizations over the years, and actually some of your M's tie right into that because it kind of, in addition to your marketing strategy, which is all falls under the umbrella, or networking would be part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that a lot of people go to networking events and they're not clear on what their message is going to be. They don't know who they're looking for in that audience as far as who they're marketing towards. So they talk to everybody and everybody, right?
Yep.
So good stuff. Now, a lot of this type of marketing seems to be somewhat random. Like I was talking about at these events, you just show up and the goal is to how many cards you can swap, right? It's a little bit random. So how does someone know if they're doing the right thing? I mean, what are some criteria or some guidelines or...
Well, it's always good to have some way to know that other than payday. It's a little bit late then.
Right.
But finding the number of events that are right for you once you've arrived at which ones are the right ones for you to be going to, I think those are good things. I think the amount of follow-up that you do as you collect names, as you collect information about people, making it a point to, if I'm going to collect X number of cards, that I'm going to follow up with X number of people. That doesn't mean you're necessarily going to follow up with every single person, but the right ones.
Or you follow up on a different level, right? Different touch points. So maybe right. Everybody gets a just an email, nice to meet you, right? But then you hand pick a few of those that you really want to have and invite to a coffee or what have you, right?
Yes. And, you know, another, I think, a really important measurement is how many really strong relationships do you have?
Or can you manage, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Like dating. How many girlfriends can you have?
Or, you know, this Jeff, I'm sure, is going to talk to us a little bit about social media. He's the guru in the room here today. But that is a challenge, I think, for a lot of business people is, so I have 5,000 friends on Facebook. So I have 25,000 people follow me. So I have, you know, two people on LinkedIn that know me. But yeah, what do you do with that? It can be overwhelming sometimes. Right?
Yeah, a nice measure of that is who can you call up and say, I need your help, and have them respond to you.
Right. Could you be on a radio show for me this morning, whatever. All right. So now, speaking of networking events, I know I've been at it a number of years, but it seems like a recent phenomenon in the last 3 years, give or take. There's networking events nonstop. It's like 24 hours at, you know, especially here in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, and Buckhead. So what are your thoughts on, you know, the proliferation of these networking events?
Yeah, I think you could eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, right, and and have an after evening drink.
Right. I want to do networking at the Waffle House for, after hours.
There you go. That would be great. You could do that about 12:30.
Right.
Yeah. I guess, you know, one of my thoughts is you need to think about, and one of the exercises I go through with clients is write down all the networking events that you go to. Write down every single one of them. And then look at them and decide why. Is this the right target market for me? Is this the right group of people for me to be associating with? I always tell clients, if you want to grow your business, you're going to have to network up. Don't hang around with people that have, that you're maybe comfortable with, might be a word, but also who are maybe at a level of business that doesn't fit with where you want to go. So you need to be looking for those events that are going to be the right events for you, that are going to have the target market and so forth. That's a first big decision that people have to make is, which ones am I going to go to? Because most of us kind of waste time. I use the quote all the time about Dizzy Dean describing the speed of one of his teammates.
Right.
There's a lot of up and down, but not much forward. You see a lot of activity with people, but you don't see a lot of results.
Yeah, Emil, one of the things, and I'm excited about this on Thursday. Last year was a great event, but once again this February, and hopefully we don't have a snowstorm like we had last week. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm sure you are as well. But Global Network Atlanta, it's coming up on Thursday. I think it's going to be an outstanding event once again. Could you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah, I'm really excited about our second event this year. GlobalNetworkATL.com is where you can find out more about it. Our target is to help businesses that are thinking about getting into international markets. And there's a lot of aspects of that. You know, one is taking your business overseas. One is becoming a distributor. Maybe one is just getting an internet international presence where you got people all over the world that you can provide product or service to. So we're targeting that side. Also, there's a lot of people here in Atlanta that provide services and products to support business, foreign businesses that are coming here. And certainly we all know Atlanta is becoming more and more attractive to companies from other countries to headquarters their U.S. operations or even regional operations here in Atlanta. So there's a lot of opportunity to look into the international market, and we're hoping to open that up.
What do you think they will actually benefit? What will be the benefits to them from attending the event? I mean, other than networking itself, what will the takeaways be?
Yeah, we're putting networking last in the order of things because we can't do anything without finishing with a beer. But but we're going to start with a great speaker, Jim Beach. He's been on CNN. He's written a best-selling book. Great guy, Shark Tank. All of that stuff.
He did the School for Startups, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Great guy.
And he's going to be our keynote speaker. We also have a very exciting second keynote that I'm really happy about, and that's Erica Barrett. And she started a business here in Atlanta, pancakes, packaged pancakes.
Pancakes and hot dogs. Jim, are you going to get on this? Yeah.
Pancake mix. Erica's company is Southern Culture Foods. You can go to southernculturefoods.com and find out about her. What an amazing story. She started this business in her kitchen. She's selling all over the world now. She's been
wow.
to Dubai, you name it. She has been around.
So on Thursday, she'll have samples if I get there early?
She may. I don't know. I'll have to talk to her. We're going to have two great panels following the speakers to help. We're going to have some checklists. What do you need to know? And where in the world's right for you? So we're very excited about it. We're also going to live stream it for anybody.
And earlier on, you have some international. What's that site? Tell me about that segment.
The trade missions.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a couple of trade missions. What we're calling virtual trade missions, where we're hooking up with Google Hangout with people in Ireland, South Africa, Ecuador, and Mexico, and I might be sneaking a few of our neighbors to the north, our friends in Canada.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Cartersville. Yeah. So
might be jumping in also, and we're going to be live streaming the whole event over the internet, and it'll be translated instantly into 78 different languages. I'm going to be
wow.
really busy translating while
That's
we
crazy.
Go.
Jeff, were you there last year?
Yeah, so it was
yeah,
great.
I went
event.
Last year, too.
I
it was awesome.
I actually was manning the Twitter booth.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's right.
And hopefully I'll do more than tweet about it this year. Emil, finally, what is the real tie-in with Referral Institute with this? How do the two, are they seamlessly integrated, or what is the relationship?
Yeah, we're I actually got into this because referral institute's actually in 18 different countries. And so we have a lot of opportunity to make direct connections with business people here and business people in other countries. We also use some other networks like BNI, Business Network International. They're all over the world as well. So what we're hoping to do is build a network of business connections for small businesses so they can get into international markets in a accessible way.
Excellent. Well, I thought I knew everything about you, but apparently not, whatever, yeah. So, but I did enjoy the event last year and looking forward to Thursday, and it's going to be an amazing time. Now, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
Well, Emile, E-M-I-L-E, at referralinstituteatlanta.com. I always tell people I tried to make that longer, but I couldn't think of some more words to stick in there. Or they can go to globalnetworkatl.com, okay. The website.
And from there, there's links to your information as well, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, it's been a thrill, pleasure, and I hope you'll stick around for our other guest here in the studio.
I'm sticking around for the Vienna sausage.
No doubt. I am too. Yeah, nice. All right. And up next, I'm excited to introduce our host. Actually, we're broadcasting live here from the Crown Suites offices in beautiful Buckhead. And so I've known Emily, and just recently got a chance to meet Charlotte. And but first of all, speaking of BNI, I don't know if you realize that there's a BNI chapter that meets right here in the building, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, and first up, I would like to pleasure to introduce Emily. Tell you a little bit about Emily before we bring her up to the microphone. And obviously, here in Crown Suite started in 1979, and it's a somewhat of a family business. There's two families that have been involved in this business, and throughout college, I remember you telling me you first answered the telephones. I thought it was even in high school.
I was 18 when
18.
I started.
That's crazy. By 2002, Herb, which is Emily's father, bought three of the locations inside the perimeter. So you all own all four locations inside the perimeter.
Correct.
And there's four additional locations outside the perimeter.
Yes.
So kind of homegrown and executive suites. And Emily, I'm not sure, NYL, that's referenced here in your bio. New York
Life.
Life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you won several sales contests and actually was agent of the year for New York Life in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't think I was – my name doesn't follow of the year of at any point. But, but today, Emily and her sister Julie worked together to build the best businesses and get their – your goal is to get their parents off to the beach permanently.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, you're well on your way, I know, if you keep doing what you're doing. And So how long have you been in business?
Since 1979.
But then you started with the company.
I started, well, my dad took over in 2002 officially.
Okay. And we talked about the locations you have. Now, is this business local, national, international? Or?
We are local here to Atlanta. We do have partnerships with Da Vinci and other businesses that actually take us nationally and internationally. So we're kind of all over the world.
All right. And as a client, we have our studios right here in your building. What might someone expect to in terms of features or benefits or resources here as a client for the office?
As a physical office client, we basically cut costs from commercial real estate where we furnish the offices for you. We take care of basically all the overhead, and we provide phone services. You get your phone. You get your phone answered Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, live phone answering, full reception, which is different because your clients are actually greeted when they come in, and you also get an internet connection with your office. So everything's taken care of for you. It's like a turnkey is what we call it. You move in, you get started with work, and you don't have to worry about all the overhead.
Well, I can't say enough about our experience. I mean, that's exactly what we experienced. A lot of times, you know, they make these claims, but can they deliver on it? And y'all delivered big time. I mean, we're here reporting live and from the studio. Now, that's a physical office, but you also have
Virtual office capability.
Yes.
Maybe if you could explain that. What is it? And what are some of the different options regarding that?
Okay, well, the virtual office is actually everything I just explained except for the physical walls around you, if you think of it that way. We can answer your phones. We provide a phone number, a local number for you. We answer your phones the same time, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. We provide a place for you to meet your clients at one of our 8 locations all over Atlanta. So it's a professional image for your office. If you can't really afford the physical office, we do that for you. And you get meeting room times. You get the business address at one of the 8 locations, like I said. And so instead of using a home address, so that's attractive to people just starting out, people that work from home, you know, so people that graduated from law school. They just want to get started, and this is going to take their image to their business to the next level.
Now, do you have virtual assistant capabilities as well?
We do to a point as far as answering your phones. We do not schedule appointments or anything like that, but we do have a little bit of flexibility there.
Okay, I want to bring Charlotte in on the conversation as well. And
Charlotte is a rarity around Atlanta, or actually maybe not so much now with the younger generation, but basically she's Atlanta native born, which 30 years ago, if moving here, I saw a few, but then it tended to be a huge migration of people from elsewhere, and to find someone that was a native born Atlanta was a rarity. But now it's becoming a little bit more prevalent as this younger generation grows up, for the sons and daughters of the baby boomers that moved here 20, 30 years ago. And you're raised in Midtown, which, again, I don't think I've ever met a native born Atlanta raised in Midtown. I didn't know there was such a person around, okay? And so you're married, and you're married to your high school sweetheart.
You
have
a
son. And so how old is your son?
He is 3, and he's really good at it.
Oh, that's good.
Awful.
So you still managed to find time for the business, though, however, right?
It's my escape.
Oh, okay. Super. I was wondering if you could maybe talk about co-working and some of the things that you're involved in that particular area.
Co-working is really exciting. I didn't know what it was in September when I started with Crown Office Suites and offices at 1100 Peachtree. I'd never heard of it. And suddenly I'm introduced into this world, and I find out that co-working is this great opportunity for people to work together. We all think that we are, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. We're a rock. We're an island. We can do it on our own. We can have our own business. We can
nice
be entrepreneurs.
There, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a local. We're pretty smart. But the idea is really simple. It's independent professionals and those with some workplace flexibility, they work better together than they do alone. And that doesn't mean that you're doing what we're doing and sitting around a table and chatting. You're working on your own computer, doing your own projects, but sometimes it's just nice having another person in the room. Or maybe you want to run something by somebody. Well, if you're in your house or your home office, you don't always have that opportunity easily. And if you're in a coffee shop, you might get distracted by my 3-year-old screaming for a cake
right,
pop.
Right.
So when you come to our
exactly.
co-working space, you have this great professionals only atmosphere where you can get more work done. Studies have been done about this co-working movement. You get more done, you're more productive, and then you can get on with the rest of your day and you're not quite as tied down to your business.
Well, and it creates an energy that you don't experience just working from home, whatever, right? The collaborative element, mm-hmm. and just you meet some interesting people at the very least, yeah.
And we give you coffee. There's your energy.
I'm in, yeah. Well, no, never mind. I already got an office here, yeah.
So maybe if you could explain, where do you offer the co-working around Greater Atlanta?
Right now, we are only at the 4 locations inside the perimeter. So we have a co-working room downtown, which is Peachtree Center. We have 2 in Midtown, 1 more towards 12th, which is offices at 1100 Peachtree, and 1 in our 1401 Peachtree location. And then right here, right next door to the studio, we have another co-working space for our virtual customers. So we're trying to expand outside the perimeter, but like I said, we just started this idea.
Emily, mm-hmm. so what's the big mission here? What's your goal as a business?
A lot of people come to us because they want to build their business. Obviously, they want the office because they want to take their business to the next level. So what we do is instead of just giving them an office and just giving them an image, we actually provide networking events. I've related a lot to Emil because we provide that for our clients. So we go above and beyond just providing the office. Of course, we're going to help you build your business image with the office, but we also want you to grow your practice by meeting the right people and connecting with other people in the area through networking.
I was going to ask you, what kind of customers or clients are you trying to attract here, and how do you really help them, do you think?
85% of our businesses are attorneys. They love the small, privately owned business that we offer. There's no a lot of, I could say we are opposite from our
Competitors.
Yeah. Thank you. The word.
The guys around the up the road or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know who they are.
Right. Exactly.
Five letter word. We're opposite because we offer them the family atmosphere. We're easy to deal with, our terms and everything. So it just makes them easy to move in and get started with their business. So attorneys are huge. They're our number one. But now with the co-working and the networking, we're starting to attract, brand new businesses, startups, people that work from home, and just venture. I can't think of the word.
I know venture. When I was at the after hours event, I think I met three attorneys.
Yes.
There as well.
A lot of them are our clients.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, they were here in the building. And then, interesting enough, on Twitter, I believe it was, there was someone looking for an attorney for startups. And so I met the guy, one of your clients here. So I connected him on Twitter, and looks like they might be, because that's his specialty, is in an attorney for Jonathan Sparks, I think. Is that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now, Charlotte, can people just book an office like as they go, or on a temporary basis, if they're not a current client or virtual, or what's the options for just reserving or booking an office, or
whatever's best for them? So Emily talked about people who have the full-time physical office, but I'm more focused on people who need an office for an hour or a day, maybe 3 days in a week. And you can always do that a la carte. Call me up and say, hey, I have a meeting, I have a closing, I need an office for an hour. Great. What location's best for you and for your prospects? But then some of our virtual customers would rather have more of a mobile office plan. They say, all right, I'm going to need 5 days a month, and we do book that by hour, or I'm going to need 10 days a month. And those are the plans that we offer. However, if you call me and say, I really need 15 days, I'll make up a plan for you. And same with our meeting rooms. We try to keep it, being a small family-owned business, we have our published plans, but then we can customize to each customer because every business is different. Every virtual office plan should be a little different.
I was going to ask you, what is the largest number of people that you accommodate in any one meeting room that you have in your facilities?
174.
Really?
Theater style. And that's down at my office at 1100 Peach Street. And we can set that up. Classroom, theater, U-shape, you name it. You bring in your own catering. And we try to be as flexible as possible.
Wow. They have a full catering kitchen there.
I'm just finding this out right now.
Me too. I wish I had known.
Jim, can you bring the hot dogs down there for the catering, and then get the pancake lady over there, would you? Yeah.
You bring the hot dogs. You bring pancakes and referrals. We're good to go.
Pancakes and referrals. I love that. That's a new event. I haven't been to that one yet.
Yeah. And Global Network ATL. Right.
Mike, are you? What are your thoughts? You're going to get in on this pancake? We need one more person to.
Well, I'll always have some pancakes and some sausage. That's not a problem. But it's just so. What's the capacity at each location? Is the Peachtree mostly the one to do like large events, or do each one special in a different venue?
Each one's a little bit different. All eight locations have a room for up to 10 people. Two of our locations, the one here and one in Roswell, have training rooms for up to 30. And the Midtown, the 1100 building, is the only one that can have over 30 people. So give us a call. We'd love to have you.
Emily, I think you hired the right person. She knows the numbers, and she's not looking at notes or anything. Yeah. But, something, there was speaking of networking, is not only went to this event, but y'all are hosting some in-house networking that are some for clients and then some are just open. Because I understand, what is it, Thursdays in the morning, is it, or, right?
Do you want me?
Oh. Yeah, Emily, yeah.
Okay. The first Thursday of every month is from 9 to 10 a.m. at 1100 Peachtree, and that's for clients and contacts. Sorry, so all clients, anybody that's interested.
Sure.
then the second Wednesday of every month in the Buckhead location at 3355 Lennox Road, and that's the same time, 9 to 10 in the morning. For our clients and even their contacts, we have every Wednesday at every location inside the perimeter. We have Donut Wednesdays.
Nice.
And that's from 8:30 to 10:30. So we're all about bringing everybody together and bringing everybody in. And then what have I forgotten?
Are we allowed to tell them about the Blackjack Friday or no?
Oh, yeah.
Can I?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
That got my attention, when I saw that announcement.
I'm going to rewind and then fast forward. Okay, yeah. So what I've done is I've built additional pages on each website, the crownofficesuites.com and offices at 1100peachtree.com. Emil, let's compare email addresses. Mine's real bad.
Right.
So every event that we host is on there, and every event that Emily and I go to outside of the ones we host are on there. And Blackjack Friday is on the website. So Blackjack Friday is really fun. We love our customers. We're a family business. So we know them, we know their families, we know what they're up to, and we want to say thank you other than just saying thank you. So the last Friday of the month at every location, the receptionist will have a deck of cards. And I've been training them. They're not good. These are not Vegas dealers, my friends. These are lovely ladies.
Just basic blackjack.
Blackjack. They will deal every customer. You have to be a customer. One hand of blackjack. And if you beat them, you get a $10 Panera card.
Sweet.
If you get suited blackjack, which I'd never heard of, we'll hand you $50 right there. Here you go, $50. And then
cash, not a gift certificate or a gift card, but cash. Yeah. Just
we'll
like at the real casinos,
winnings. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No chips. Cash.
Oh, nice.
We'll track your winnings throughout the year, and then at the end of the year, we'll tell you, hey, you beat the house.
And you'll get a 1099.
Exactly. Well, that's if you win every month at all eight locations or whatever, yeah. Okay, so is there anything else that we may have left off?
I have a quick question. I noticed you guys mentioned that most of your clients are CPAs and lawyers. Is that the group that you reach out to most as far as renting space? And if so, how do you reach them?
A lot of that is through referrals. I mean, attorneys love to network with attorneys. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of attorneys. They network with each other and they pass that on. And we like to give them referral fees. So it's really a win-win. They get to network, they get to refer, and we get more customers.
So you would say building those networks and meeting people that would refer you is pretty high on your list and it's pretty important, right?
Yes. Very important.
And what about challenges? What challenges do you have with your business?
I know Jim's.
Any names you want to list or whatever? Yeah.
I mean, they know what they want, but we've been, you know, handling them. We've been in great relationships with them since 1979, so we know what we're doing. But they can be a challenge at times, but they know it, and they're not afraid to admit it.
So radio people are no challenge whatsoever, right?
Not,
and remember, this is being
not
recorded, yeah. All right, well, it's been an absolute pleasure having y'all here as well
Thank you.
Our other guest here.
Thank you.
And excited to be part of our inaugural show. And so I know you mentioned a couple of websites here, but what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and get in touch with you?
Okay, they can call me directly, 404-250-3200. There's no extension. And just to mention, the crownofficesuites.com, there is an E on the end of crown. So when you look up crownofficesuites.com, put that E there.
Cool deal. All right, well, Jeff, how do you think we did?
Boy, I think not bad at all, Rich, for a great blast off. Too bad we don't have a bottle of champagne to christen this with, but maybe next time, okay?
Exactly.
You know, think it's the inaugural show once again.
Yeah. Well, I think Emily has one in the refrigerator for us, whatever. Yeah, but we can't officially announce that on the air. Yeah, so we never had this conversation, but once again, it's been a thrill and exciting, and can't wait for next week for y'all to tune in to Buckhead Business Radio X, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again.